From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where vaccination efforts are chugging along and more adults are getting their shots every day. But in order for us to get to full herd immunity, children also need to get vaccinated. There's one hitch, though. The vaccine isn't authorized for kids younger than 16 or 18 years old. That's why some youngins are rolling up their sleeves to test the safety of the Moderna vaccine for children. GBH reporter Liz Nieslaus caught up with a couple of these young volunteers, and she's here now. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Paris.
So first of all, can you tell us a little bit more about this trial and what is it trying to achieve?
Essentially, the trial is trying to achieve what it would try to achieve in adults. The issue is that children's responses to vaccine differ from those in adults. So the goal is really to evaluate the safety of the vaccine and to see if these adolescents will make the same level of immune responses that were seen in adults and to see, you know, if it protects them from infection. They really do have to make a serious commitment of time. They have several visits, lengthy visits that include blood draws. They're given a thermometer and even a ruler to measure their rashes. If they have any, they have to take e-diaries and they have to do online visits. So it's a real commitment. And interestingly, the doctor who is running the study, Dr. Catherine Lazariaga at UMass Medical School, essentially said, you know, for most of these teens, we really have to check and make sure that they are interested, that they're feeling compelled, that they're not being pressured in any way to do this. But, you know, there are some kind of crazy mundane things like getting a teen schedule to fit a trial. But she was very impressed by what she saw.
I'm just amazed at the teens that have stepped up to participate in this study. They are just incredibly committed. There's a large altruistic component to doing what they're doing. So they're very driven.
You know, Liz, I don't think any kid likes getting a shot. So who are the brave young people participating? I mean, are we talking about tiny tots or teenagers?
They are between 12 and 17 years old, and it's really a very diverse group. The young women I spoke to are children of doctors who have been both vaccinated, and all their peers are very comfortable with the idea of a vaccine. But Dr. Lazariaga, who runs the study, was very clear that it's really important in clinical trials to get a diverse population. So they are not just children of doctors in this. It's a whole varied group. And that's something that you really need to do to be able to fully test a vaccine. But the girls I spoke to themselves really had a sense that they are a part of history, that they can really turn the tide on this virus. And 15-year-old Zoe explained that.
The vaccine has been something we've been looking forward to since last year. And with the pandemic, a lot of things feel out of our control. So to be part of that process of making the vaccine available for kids, I thought was really, really cool.
So Zoe was very comfortable. Her 12-year-old sister, Esme, had to be convinced a little bit to come on board. And that actually came from her friends who obviously hadn't had the vaccine. But as she described it, you know, they'd had blood draws, and that's really what she was worried about. She was afraid of needles. She was afraid of blood draws, which is quite a common thing in that age group. But a little convincing from her friends brought her on board.
And what does this mean for the vaccine rollout, especially as we're talking about getting kids back into schools?
So the vaccine will be tested on these kids for 13 months. They'll be followed for 13 months. But just like with adults, there may be early results. Moderna's researchers and other researchers will look at the data early on at several different stages. And if they see very positive data, they may be able to pull on that and make an application for the emergency use authorization that the other current vaccines have from the FDA. So they may not have to wait until, you know, the full trial is over. But the earliest estimates really are that at the end of August, a vaccine might be available. So it really won't impact this school year and might be well into next school year before we really see large groups of kids immunized.
All right. Well, that's reporter Liz Nieslaus. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paris.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. Hundreds of nurses at Worcester's St. Vincent Hospital are on strike, insisting nurse-to-patient ratios there are unsafe. In a statement, the hospital says its staffing guidelines are comparable or better than those at peer hospitals. But nurse Marlena Pellegrino, who's co-chair of the bargaining unit, says staffing ratios leave nurses unable to give the highest quality of care to a range of patients.
Patients who may have a change in their condition, their blood pressure is dropping, they're having chest pain, a patient who needs diabetic teaching. We don't have time to help provide proper hygiene.
Pellegrino says the union and the hospital are close to agreeing on a proposal on wages. The hospital says their offer on that is their best one in a decade. Moving on to another contentious agreement, the House is slated to vote on that COVID relief bill again tomorrow. At a news conference on Sunday, Senator Ed Markey said money from that package will allow Massachusetts to operate additional vaccination sites, increase the amount of vaccines available at each site, and therefore vaccinate more residents faster.
That funding is going to be put very quickly within the next couple of weeks into the hands of the governor and the cities and towns to be able to accomplish that goal.
More on vaccine efforts in the meantime. A mobile vaccination service plans to fully inoculate hundreds of seniors tomorrow in Chelsea and Quincy. The last mile vaccination delivery was formed by three local organizations, including Mascon Medical. Mascon president and CEO John Chin says the goal is simple.
We started the program as a way to reach out to the underserved community, communities of color, and some of the hardest hit areas. So we were trying to bring the vaccine to your zip code, to your door.
Chin says the next step for the organization is to gain state approval to vaccinate homebound people. That's it for the news. And I don't know about you, but I can't stop thinking about that royal family interview last night. You know which one I'm talking about. And apparently, we're not the only ones. According to Twitter, the interview was trending throughout the state. Now, you name the last time that boded well for England. Before we say goodbye, I want to ask you a favor. We want to continue to make this podcast the best that it can be, and we need your help with that. Tell us what works, what doesn't, and what you want to hear from us. Head over to wbur.org/survey to share. That's wbur.org/survey. We'd really appreciate it. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since Your Opinion and this podcast, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. A lot happens in our city every day. Want the Boston version of this show along with WBUR's best local news stories all in a podcast feed? Just search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find the local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and the arts, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.